So last night in the NFL, you found out about Matt Nagy's play calling, that Johnny Hecker is going to Canton, the punter for the Rams. You also found out that 24-10 doesn't feel like 24-10 as the Rams beat the Bears. 5-1 was not 5-1, and now the Bears are 5-2. I got Bear fans that are chiming in about 1989. They started 4-0, finished 6-10. Not so fast. You play in a division that you aren't going to get crushed in. If you play in a division in the NFL through the first half of the season, every team in the NFC West would be in first place if they played in the NFC East. The Eagles lead the NFC East at 2-4-1. In the West, you have Seattle at 5-1, Arizona's 5-2, Rams, who won last night, 4-2, and the defending NFC champion, San Francisco 49ers, who have turned things around after the debacle against Miami. The Niners are now 4-3 with back-to-back wins over the Rams and the Patriots. How you feeling if you're the NFC East? That's where it comes into play. The Dallas Cowboys is the Cowboys are still viable for a playoff spot. And remember, you still get to host a playoff game. So if you need to go get a quarterback, you're probably going to go get a serviceable quarterback instead of sticking with a guy that you would think is named after some meat you would get in a deli. 11:09, welcome back into the Gary Sharp Show. Matt Stein sitting in for George. George will be back tomorrow. Are you really a Cubs fan? That's the second straight day you've worn a Cubs hoodie.
Yes, okay. Cubs fan since 09.
Okay. Thank you, didn't say since 16.
No, good gosh, not one of those bandwagoners. Heat, though, different story, 05.
Okay.
05, Shaquille O'Neal, get me with D-Wade.
How come I did not know that we share the same NBA and Major League Baseball team?
It's because I don't think I've been here.
That's probably
during
right.
The NBA. If I'm here,
I'm usually
during
gone.
Basketball season. Yeah. You're usually on the road. So,
Well, okay, we can get along. And your NFL team is the Chiefs too, right?
Indeed.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
Are you my adopted brother?
Apparently so.
Okay.
Adopted brother from another mother.
I'll be good. Be good not to say anything. World Series is coming up tonight. Who would you rather watch the World Series Game 6 with, Vin Scully or Dick Vitale, the Rays superfan?
Scully. I just like his way of presentation.
Well, 32 years for the Dodgers since they won a World Series, and in that time they've spent $3.6 billion in salary trying to win a World Series, and they are a win away from L.A. turning into title town. They're the better team. If they get off to a good start tonight, that game is over. It'd be nice if the Rays would play with a little urgency and get off to a good start. It doesn't seem like the Rays ever get off to a good start. We say that periodically when Nebraska and Wisconsin play. Nebraska's lost 7 in a row to Wisconsin. If you're a senior at Nebraska, this has got to sit with you. And we kind of saw a couple of the seniors. I think DiCaprio Poodle said it best yesterday when he was asked about Wisconsin. You could go through your entire career at Nebraska and not beat either Wisconsin or Iowa. I don't know how that would sit with me. That's reality right now. He lost 7 in a row to Wisconsin, 5 in a row to Iowa. But if I'm a senior, that's the last thing I want is to have an entire career where I don't beat Wisconsin or Iowa. And in the Wisconsin case, you could go a couple of senior classes where you don't beat Wisconsin. But what is going to happen with this game? Everybody is trying to scour message boards and information to find out what is going on with COVID and Wisconsin. So if Graham Mertz tested positive, if Chase Wolf, who is the backup to the backup quarterback that happens to be the number two quarterback because Jack Cohn is out indefinitely after having foot surgery, what happens to the Wisconsin season? Now, this is where Wisconsin benefits from having a definite identity. We're going to beat you up. We're going to run the ball. We're going to stop the run. And we're going to be competitive and better than teams in the West. Now, if we have to play those really, really good skill teams in the East, we got some issues. But you know what? We're just trying to win the West. So we've got an identity that regardless of who's playing quarterback, we're going to be able to hang our hat on. We're going to come in. We're going to play big boy defense on the line. And we're going to run it right down your throat. But didn't see that on Friday night from Wisconsin against Illinois, that they had a successful running game where they could just line it up and pound it at you. Maybe the first game, they're replacing some key players, including Jonathan Taylor at running back. But they looked more like a passing team than a running team last Friday night. But you have an identity, and you're probably not panicking. But we're going to get into a situation, and nobody thinks that you can make it through the entire Big Ten season with everybody getting to play every single game. The Big Ten protocols are strict, in my opinion, for a reason. They said, you want to come back and play? Well, this is what we're going to do. And there's this thing called the 21 days. We hope it never comes into play. But if it does, good luck to you. For example, let's say Graham Mertz tested positive on Saturday. He was good on Friday, tested positive on Saturday. What happens if he tests negative for the last time next Friday? Well, he's still out for a while. But you wanted these strict protocols. That was in the agreement to play. So there, it's done. There's no wiggle room. You understand what you're getting into. Wisconsin understands that now, if everything you hear is true. And I tend to believe that it is. It's not coming off of message boards. It's coming off of reputable newspaper reporters who their information in the past has been pretty accurate. But Paul Chris might have a couple of problems on his hands. And it might not be right at the top of the list of, oh my God, we got a number four or number three quarterback named Danny Vandenboom who hasn't played a lot of football for a couple of years. Somebody at Wisconsin is talking. It's not sharing information about, you know, they're doing these kind of different formations or hey, this, you know, Jack Cohen is hurt and we got this guy playing here and that guy has moved over here. We're talking about COVID here. We're talking about a virus. We're talking about the starting quarterback. There's a mole in Madison. Head coaches are control freaks. They like to control the narrative. They like to keep everything in-house. You get loosey-goosey in-house and people start chirping and they start telling one other person and the next thing you know, it's in the media, it's on the message boards and you're like, where did this come from and what is it doing internally to my program? Well, right now they got a mole in Madison that somebody surrounding Graham Mertz or the program leaked it out that he had tested positive. And yesterday, Wisconsin, not to a surprise, was in a little bit of a scramble mode. We're not going to release that information. We can't confirm it. I don't think they denied it as well. They went quiet, which, no surprise. The last thing you want is, one, for your quarterback who just went 20 of 21 on Friday night to test positive for COVID, and you might be looking at him being out of the lineup for 3 weeks. And in that stretch, you have a game at Nebraska, and you've also got a game against Michigan. So they're going to stay quiet. They're going to issue a statement that basically says nothing. But they've got a mole in the program. Now, I think Barry Alvarez has been a good source for some people in Madison. But Barry tells you what Barry wants to tell you. But when it comes to COVID and looking at, man, if Nebraska finds out we don't have our starting quarterback, what kind of an advantage that is. You don't want that information out there. So what it becomes is Nebraska, from the Nebraska standpoint, you kind of think you know what to believe, but you have to be prepared and you're scouring the media and message boards to find any little nugget. And now you're searching for film from a 2018 stretch of Wisconsin football where a guy named Danny Vandenboom played. But there's a mole in Madison, and I said it yesterday, that's one of the first things that struck me is, man, Paul Chris has got to be livid. You like to control things. You don't want your opponent knowing who's going to play or not going to play. And I mean, I guess you could spin it, okay, we'll leave Nebraska in the dark. We don't have to say anything until Saturday, maybe as a gentleman's agreement. They're going to have to prepare for a quarterback that has little film out there. It helps us with the mindset of, man, nobody believes in us now. We're going to Lincoln with a four-string quarterback. But they got a mole in Madison, and it has really thrown this game into a mental gymnastics of emotions, because you've heard the number, there could be 9 Wisconsin players that tested positive, maybe even more. So then we have to sit here and start doing the percentages on, will Wisconsin be able to play the game this weekend? Will they go above the threshold and the first game that's canceled in the Big Ten is week 2 and it involves Nebraska? Today is kind of a wait and see. I think tomorrow is a day that we find out a little bit more. Because if the game is still on tomorrow, then I think we're good. But if we get an announcement tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised. But I think that's something else to consider. So this whole thing is a mental gymnastics where you have the anxiety, everything is in flux. But the Big Ten protocol, you wanted to play, and the Big Ten said, you want to play, there's no wiggle room. This is what it is. But now it becomes maybe a little cloak and dagger. But it also becomes this. Asterisk, guy and gal, get out the way. I hate that. I hate that. We saw 30 years ago when Nebraska was down a couple of quarterbacks, they went to Kansas State. Now, the 94 Nebraska team, much greater than the 2020 Wisconsin team. But you know what this does? You get a little adversity. You realize that, okay, we need to help out this guy who is not normally our quarterback. What that does to your team. Well, what does that do to Nebraska as well? What's that do for your mindset of, okay, now everybody says we're supposed to win the game? How many times has that worked recently for Nebraska? Oh, you guys are supposed to win. You got this one in the bag. Then what happens? You play a boring football game of 7-6 and you lose. I'm just using that as a score. See what this does? This makes it an interesting angle to this whole week. But for this news to get out, I'm very, very surprised. Because Paul Chryst appears to me to be somebody that's got his program on lockdown. And he controls the information that comes in and out. But they got a mole in Madison, and now they might have a problem that extends past their game against Nebraska. Could extend to the next game. I think they play Purdue, and then the next game against Michigan. And we don't know who's going to be quarterback. We know one guy for sure that we've out is Jack Cohn. I checked with my sources last night in Madison to see if there's even a chance, and they said, nah, he's out indefinitely. Could be back before the year is over. Could be back sooner, but he wouldn't be ready to go against Nebraska. So, asterisk, get out the way, and stop messing with somebody's head if you're Nebraska. Because, hey, you want to play Wisconsin at full strength. But regardless, this is going to be another week where I say it's all about Nebraska. Not about Wisconsin. It's all about Nebraska. Don't worry about what Wisconsin has or doesn't have. It's all about you and what you did last week. And we'll get into that here shortly, things they can build on. All right. Andy Kenny coming up in about an hour. Get to some emails on this topic. I can see that we're on the asterisk bandwagon today of getting rid of the asterisk. Why? Just think about the Wisconsin quarterbacks that have played against Nebraska. Anybody remember who started in the Big Ten championship game? Remember that guy? Yeah. This is a Zach Duvall game on Saturday afternoon in Lincoln. 11:22. Gary Sharp Show on a Tuesday. On 1620 The Zone and the 1620 The Zone app.